Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Well, October is upon us, and you can see an uptick in the number of pumpkins and spooky decorations around mid-Michigan. The Andromeda Community Theater in Charlotte is getting in the mood of the season by staging the classic Bram Stoker tale Dracula. For the next couple of weekends, current state's Jamie Paisley is with me now and attended one of the troupe's final rehearsals. I take it the performance will not be on a traditional theater or stage. Is that correct, Jamie?
Yeah, that's right. For this very different count day, it is going to be a performance at the Country Mill, that apple orchard and cider mill just off of I-69 to the north of Charlotte. And according to director Andrew Hipkiss, this Dracula production will be utilizing some of the current haunted house display currently found at the Country Mill. However, this isn't the first non-traditional staging that they've put on. The Andromeda Theater's most recent production of To Kill a Mockingbird took place in a rather historic Charlotte courthouse as well. And regarding this upcoming Dracula staging, I also spoke with the Vlad himself, Eric DeLongchamp, about how he prepped for his Dracula audition.
Basically, once he said after Kill a Mockingbird that they might be doing Dracula, I was reading books out loud and talking in that accent, or trying to. I'm not sure if I get it good, but it's good enough for them, I guess.
Since the Country Mill is also a working business, the cast of Dracula has been utilizing the Windwalker Gallery in downtown Charlotte as a rehearsal space, and the timing of the rehearsals merged very well with a certain celestial event that happened at the end of September.
We had rehearsal, and then one of the people from Windwalker, he had this idea that I should get pictures of me and then some other people in the cast too when they had the blood moon. And so initially, like after rehearsal, we had like a group photo and that was okay. But the problem was the clouds kind of covered the moon a bit. And so we had a hard time. As the eclipse was beginning, we couldn't really see it. But then I'd say about either midway to three quarters of the way through the eclipse and the clouds broke a little bit. And that was when the moon was red. And when the moon was red, it worked out really well. And so I was on the roof and I was standing on the corner. Vince was taking the shots. He was taking them out in the street down in the Cochrane, which is like the main street of Charlotte. He's looking up and there's me as Dracula standing in the corner of the roof. And then I don't know, some people driving by. I don't know if too many people noticed, but the cops were sort of like checking us out. They didn't do anything, but you know, they were curious as to why there's someone standing on the roof. Is he going to jump, whatever? But I saw one that looked like the same one come around a second time. So I was like, well, maybe, you know, which is kind of funny, not funny at the same time.
And as the supernatural character of Dracula, Eric DeLongchamp had to deal with several additional theatrical special effects to his characterization.
That was, for me, it was the more difficult part of it because I was just thinking I was just going to be acting and saying my lines and being menacing generally and not doing much else. And then there's other things I wanted me to do, and I had to learn new skills and on the fly, and hopefully it works out.
On the fly as in you're also flying?
Well, no, not like that. We're not going that far. That would, good thing you didn't have the interview earlier. They might try to do that. They've been making me jump through some weird hoops, but.
Are you from Charlotte?
Not really. I mean, I'm from here now. I moved here from Ishpeming, Michigan in the UP back in April of 2014. There isn't very much work up there. Basically, I moved here for work.
Right. And so 2014 means that you kind of meshed very well with the startup of Andromeda Theater as well.
Yeah. It was sort of, it just worked out, I guess, because I had no idea about anything. And then I saw a poster like the day before they were going to do tryouts for It's a Wonderful Life. And I was like, well, I'll just try it because I always wanted to do theater before, but there was other things in my life that sort of got in the way. I mean, I did a little bit in high school, but, you know, I sort of amp up my experience when I'm writing, like, in applications, but really it wasn't that much.
And then when you were cast, how did you celebrate?
Well, how did I celebrate? Well, at first, I sort of was thinking about how I should go about doing the role. And when I told people I was Dracula, everyone had all sorts of advice. They were telling me to watch lots of vampire movies. And then this one, Ina Phelps, who's with the troupe, was telling me to watch movies with people playing Slavic people because she's from Russia. And even though Dracula is not technically Slavic, Eastern European, it's pretty close. And so she was giving me some advice for that. But most of what I did for the Dracula is something I sort of got from within myself. I think that's the strongest inspiration. And then the stuff that's outside will help you. But really that the best part of acting is stuff that comes from within, I think.
So different from my own Transylvania, with so few people and so little opportunity.
He's taken his role very, very seriously, and of course that's what we'd like to see. My name is Andrew Hipkiss. I'm the resident director of Andromeda Community Theater here in Charlotte, Michigan. When we determined that we wanted to do a show with a Halloween theme, we knew that the Country Mill was a natural fit because they have so many different activities that go along with the Halloween season, including they have a haunted hayride and they have a haunted house. In fact, the space that we're sharing with the haunted house. So again, that explains some of the logistical problems that we had in terms of availability. But we worked it all out, and we figured it'd be a great cross-promotional thing for them and us. And they've been very, very accommodating, and something, again, you know, hopefully we can continue, you know, in the years to come.
Oh, that must be Van Helsing. You go on ahead. I'll be along presently.
Should one expect a lot of audience interaction?
I would hope so. I mean, this is a fun play. It's a melodrama. So there's moments of, you know, big scares, but there's also lighter moments as well. And yeah, of course, we'd encourage audience participation. We're hoping that people dress for the show and, you know, as many as we can get in and just have a good time with it.
And what kind of special effects would people be expecting to see?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, of course, but there will be what I consider to be some pretty neat special effects, both with lighting and other things. And I don't think the audience will be disappointed in that aspect of the show by any means.
There they are again. Every dog for a mile around.
And then how many people are in the show in total?
We wrote in a couple additional roles. We played around with the script a little bit, and we wanted to do some things just to add to the story. So we added 3 or 4 non-speaking roles. And again, I don't want to give any more than that away. However, there are 8 principal roles. So it is a small cast, and this is the first time that we've done a small cast show. Up until this time, the shows we did were Wonderful Life, which is, well, I think we had 30 people in that show on stage. And then To Kill a Mockingbird, which with the extras and so on, the jurors we did up at the courthouse here in Charlotte, that I think we were in the 20s with that cast too. So this is our first time experimenting, if you will, with a smaller cast.
You'll have to bring your own capes and fangs to the Andromeda Community Theater's production of Dracula, taking place Thursday through Saturday, October 8th through the 10th, as well as the following week, the 15th through the 17th. The show takes place at the Country Mill off of Otto Road in North Charlotte. Tickets and more information can be found at AndromedaPlayers.org.
All right, let's clear the set and get ready to run Act 1, please.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Pace.